Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it.
And today I'm excited to be talking with Caroline Gabbin. Caroline, I'm so happy to have you on this show. I'm thrilled to have you sharing with us today. Caroline Gabbin is a Christian business coach, speaker, author, and radio host. Having found internal victory in Christ, she overcame the dark depths of depression and the near death of an eating disorder. Her joy now is sharing this joy in Jesus as a Christian business coach and the founder of Purposeful Pathway Business Coaching. She helps faith-based entrepreneurs pave their vocational paths, live with purpose, and walk with God's way. Join her in her journey at purposefulpathway.com. And let's go ahead and say welcome, Caroline.
Well, thank you so much for the warm welcome. I'm so excited to be here. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. So thank you for the honor of sharing.
Oh, thank you. And let me share with everyone a little bit how you and I actually met. I had gone in to my LinkedIn category listing and changed it from marketing to broadcast media. And it was very, very quickly that I got this invitation to connect. And a congratulations from Caroline. And then we got to talking back and forth, and I went in, and I always sort of research who I'm connecting with to see if we really have something in common or you just want to add me to your list. There are those people. And I found that she was someone that I very much wanted to connect to, and Caroline then asked me if I would like to be interviewed on her radio blog radio talk show. I said yes. And the rest is history. We've become very close friends, and I will share with you, Caroline, I much prefer being the interviewer than the interviewee.
I can understand that. I truly understand that, being an interviewer every week. So being an interviewee, you're really on the spotlight. But it was so much fun to have you on the show, and I had such a great time, and the feedback that I received about that show was wonderful. Everybody felt your energy. They felt our synergy, and really such a great message was given.
Well, thank you. I received a lot of response myself. I received a lot of people connecting with me that subscribed to my channel, and so I appreciate all those connections. And that's what this is all about. It's about sharing your story and how you got on this path. I've heard your story. A lot of it is heartbreaking, but I think that it would be very important for you to share this with the audience because that's how you became who you are with this journey. So if you'd go ahead and share how you got on this path, that would be fabulous.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad that you asked. I agree that it's very important, too, and it helps for us to be vulnerable and authentic because that's how people really connect with us. You know, when I was a child, I went through some very painful experiences, and some of them included sexual and physical abuse, losing contact with my father, and another of other situations that really just clouded over my childhood and teen years. And I developed a very deep depression, was actually told by a chief psychiatrist that I was the most depressed child that he had ever met, and he had been doing this for some time, so it was really quite the distinction, and also developed a very severe eating disorder, being anorexia nervosa, and I spent a lot of my teen years and my early 20s just hovering over the 50-pound range, which is essentially emaciated and close to death and getting seizures and all sorts of other things that happen when you have electrolytic imbalances and just such severe malnutrition. So that was part of my journey, but I always had this hope for healing, always had this sense that there had to be a way for me to go from broken to being joyful and alive again. And I was very grateful when I did have someone invite me to study the scriptures, and a big stumbling block for me was trusting the validity of scripture, and they were able to walk through prophecy fulfillment and the reliability of manuscripts. And when I went through that process and really accepted Christ as my Savior and started to apply the scriptures in my life and started to do what God wanted me to do, it's amazing the healing that happened. I started to forgive people on a really deep level. I started to do what it was that God wanted me to do even when it didn't make sense. And almost instantaneously, it wasn't instantaneously, but it was very quickly that a transformation happened, and that is why I'm so excited about my faith. I'm so excited about my journey because God truly has taken someone who is broken and depressed and unhealthy and made her joyful and hopeful, living on purpose, vibrant, healthy, excited about life, and connected with other people, loving to serve. It's such a night-to-day transformation, and that is why I'm so excited about my purposeful pathway and about helping others to pay purposeful pathways as well.
Well, you certainly walk your talk, Caroline, because every email, every conversation we have is just an absolute blessing and a joy to me because that spirit and that true giving comes out. Now, let me ask you, what age were you before you actually started making this transformation? Because it sounds like you went through a great many years before you ever got to this point.
That's a great question. I would say really when I was 30 was the big transformation. It started happening in my late 20s. It started. But really it wasn't until age 30 was when I went through a big transformation. It really did become like a night and day by the end of the year. And so again, a lot of the seeds were being sown in my 20s and certainly my whole journey. I always felt that there was hope for healing. I was looking and seeking, and I did actually get involved in churches along the way, but it never really stuck because I questioned the validity of scriptures. But it was when I was age 30 that things really started to change, and since then it's just been phenomenal and beautiful. And people that knew me a decade ago and haven't seen me since, they're like, wow, you're a different person. And honestly, I can say I am, and that's true to Scripture, that He really does make all things new.
Well, I have to ask you, you reflect about how broken you were, that you had this anorexia, and you were 50 pounds. What in the world, I really have to know, what was inside of you that gave you that hope? Because most people in that despair and depression, and I've had a short sprint of depression, I've had the sexual abuse, I've had some of those awful things, and I know that sometimes it takes years and years to get beyond that. What was it that was out there that kept telling you there was a better place, there was hope? I mean, for people to be depressed, they need to know where your hope came from. Where did that originate?
Well, that's such a great question. I have to be frank that I contemplated suicide a number of times, and certainly having an eating disorder in itself, as severe as mine, was essentially a slow death. But I really believe it was my connection with God. I had a connection with Him as a child, as a very young child, and I would pray, and I remember being very, very close to Him. And as I grew older, I started to have doubts, but there was always this sense that He was still there and that He was still watching over me and that there was still purpose in my life. And another thing that would always come to mind is that I had worked so hard and I didn't want it to all go to waste. I had a sense that this too shall pass, that what a waste it would be to throw everything away when this is probably just a really dark period in my life. And somehow I could step back from myself and see that. I could step back from the pain and almost look at it as, this is just a period. There is going to be a better time. And I really believe that was God whispering to me. And I had to go through a lot, including, you know, an unhealthy relationship after the eating disorder started to diminish. But through all those things, all of those tears, they eventually brought me to the arms of God. And so I see how He worked through that. And I see how He really, truly did bring good from all of the bad, that He really brought those songs of joy from all of the tears.
Well, I totally agree with you. And I just did a podcast on this not too long ago, that every step and every decision and everything that goes on in our life leads us to our mission and our purpose on life, and you have evolved to have an incredible purpose. And so I love the name of what you have is Purposeful Pathway, because so many people go through horrendous things like you have, and have no hope. They have no, they don't see themselves on any kind of path. They just sit and they despair from day to day. So how you've evolved and transitioned your life is fabulous. Now, I do want to know, during all those years, did you work at any point in time? Because you've got this incredible business presence as well, and you do coaching as a Christian business coach. So what is some of your background in business that brings you this far?
Yes, actually, even when I was at my most severe, you know, point in my journey in terms of being ill and depressed, I was still working. So I worked in the financial industry, and in my 20s, I worked in the financial industry as well. So I was working in those business arenas, and they were practical for me, and they were able to provide income for my family, and that was something that was important to me, so it seemed like the practical route. But when I became born again and I started to have such radical transformational healing, it was evident to me that those vocations were not, they weren't bad, but they weren't the highest calling for me, that I had to be able to use my talents, my gifts, my experiences in a way that was the most impactful. And that's why I took a leap of faith and jumped into coaching and writing and speaking, because that was something that was a call in my heart, and it was a way in which I could most powerfully impact a greater audience and in a more beautiful and powerful way.
Very cool. Now, did you have coaches yourself? Have you gone the coach route before you you became a coach yourself?
Interestingly, I hired a coach when I became a coach, and I certainly have coaches, I'm involved with coaches right now, whether hiring coaches or being involved in masterminds, but I hadn't actually had a coach until I became a coach myself, so, but I saw the value in it, and I had a free consultation right before I became a coach, so it's not that I had so much experience with having worked with a coach, but I saw the value in it. And when I discovered, oh wow, there's a vocation that fits with what I want to do, I just wanted to be able to help people get from point A to point B, and coaching seemed like the best modality for that.
Well, are you the natural to where people just automatically call Caroline up and say, hey Caroline, I got this problem, can you help me with it?
I do get from having a social media presence, people mm-hmm. reach out to me, and sometimes they don't necessarily reaching out to me for coaching, you know, in terms of a coaching client relationship, although oftentimes it develops to be that. But I often get people asking me questions and prayer requests. Sometimes it will come through my inbox on Facebook or through email. People tend to go to me for prayer and for guidance. So even if they don't necessarily hire me as a coach, there's always that sense of wanting guidance, wanting to know what God would want in this situation and what I would feel is best for them. So I'm grateful that people see me in that light, and I'm also very grateful for every client that I work for, and it's just amazing to see how powerful the coaching process is. And I always give the glory to God because I see him as the coach that's really working through me, and to see transformation happening in people's lives is a beautiful thing, and it always underscores why I do what I do.
Ah, that was the question, was what keeps you going? Now I know. That's very cool. Now, you have the most incredible way with words. I read authors. I am a personal development junkie. I just got my mentor's book. I can't wait to get going on it. And yet your words are just, they're just, they're like magical. It's just, you have the softest touch with words, and they come through with such sincere, caring, and loving. And I know that you've put that into a book, and I know that you put it into a coaching program and also a wellness and health program with one of your co-sponsors. So share with us a little bit of some of the things that you make available for people, even if they're not in a position to hire you as a coach.
I'm so glad you asked that, and thank you for your encouragement there. That is quite the encouragement. I really appreciate that. You really know how to inspire me and encourage me, and I do write a lot of poetry. I tend to write a poem every day, so I've written upwards of 1,000 poems at this point. A lot of them are available as free e-cards, which are on my website, and
wow.
I do have a book, which is Purposeful Pathway, Your Journey with Jesus, and that is a 40-day poetic devotional, and if you go to purposefulpathway.com, right there in the right-hand side of the website, on any page that you are viewing, you will find a link to that book. There's also Purposeful Pathway, A Journey to Joy, which is a free ebook available to anyone that subscribes to Purposeful Pathway. And yes, I do have two programs. One is the Purposeful Pathway Business Academy, and that involves worksheets and videos and other practical daily activities to build your business. And with Ann Musico, who is a health coach, I have the Healthy Business, Healthy Body, Healthy Life program, which is similar to the business program but also includes a health component to it, because we really believe in having an alignment of those things. When we are not healthy physically, it impacts our businesses, it impacts our spiritual life, it impacts our emotional life, and vice versa. Our businesses affect everything that we are doing and how we are feeling as well. So there's that component as well. And both of those, if you visit purposefulpathway.com, right there in the center, there's various tabs, and you'll see Healthy Business, Healthy Body, Healthy Life, as well as Purposeful Pathway Business Academy. And you can tap on either of those tabs to learn more and join. But I definitely encourage people to take advantage of those, because they are great programs, very affordably priced. And certainly I also offer a free consultation to anybody that is interested in learning more about one-on-one coaching and seeing if it's something that is right for them. Certainly I detach myself from the outcome. I believe that God connects people at the right time, in the right places, in the right scenarios, and if it's meant to be, He will connect those people, and I always see my clients as perfect matches. It's amazing how God does make those connections.
That's one of the things you have on your site, is attract your best clients, which is perfect with what you just said. Now, with all of that, and anybody that goes to her website, you will be blown away at all of the giving that you find there. She has ultimate amounts of materials there that you can read. You can see her poetry. It's just amazing the different things she has posted on her site. I also want to reference that she does a Wisdom Wednesdays, which is her blog talk show. So would you like to reference that for a moment?
Absolutely. So I host Purposeful Pathway Radio, and the first Wednesday of the month, I interview a guest such as yourself, and I'm always blessed by the wisdom that people share on that show and just the connections that are forged there, and it's a wonderful opportunity for me. And then Wisdom Wednesday is the third Wednesday of the month, where I focus on a topic or a question that comes up a lot, either in my coaching business or even online via social media, and we just focus on that and give some practical steps for how to work around this, and it generally intertwines faith and business. So Wisdom Wednesdays are the third Wednesday of the month, and my interviews with other guests are the first Wednesdays of the month, and you can find all of those at purposefulpathwayradio.com.
Very good. Now, I have to ask this question, because you do so many things. You're a business coach, you're a speaker, you're an author, you're a poet. Out of all of those wonderful things that you bring to the world, what is one of your favorites, or which one rises to the top?
Ooh, that's a great question. you know, and it's one of those things that I'm going to say what my heart says, which is poetry. I love to write, and I love to sing, and I really have a vision of converting my poetry to music. And so I'm going to say that. I also have to say I love coaching. I love that process of coaching and helping other people achieve transformation. But the one that came very top of mind, top of heart, was poetry, because it flows from me. It's like a connection with God when it comes out. I just hear His voice. I type, and I hear music in it. And it's a very beautiful spiritual process for me. And that has to be among my favorite activities.
That's awesome, because I am tone deaf. So when my kids were little, they would ask me to please stop doing that, and all I was doing was humming. But it was like, oh, I was so crushed. And my friends would turn the radio off in the car when we were going somewhere, and I'd say, why'd you do that? Because you're singing along, Gail.
What?
And so my granddaughter gets to be 16, and I'm telling her this story, how, you know, her aunts and her mom wouldn't let me sing to them. And she said, oh, Grandma, can't be that bad. Sing for me. Well, my granddaughter has a voice like yours, Caroline. It's a gift from God, she's so precious. It just brings tears to my eye when she starts singing. So I just started out with "Ha" for happy birthday, and she's, okay, Grandma, that's enough.
Oh,
so
I that. Now you're going to have to sing for me because I can't believe
it. Oh, yeah. I'm known as Gab and Gail, not Singing Gail. Trust me.
Not Singing Gail. Fair enough.
But so I really think that is just an incredible gift that God has given you. And when I hear, you know, I watch the YouTube videos that go out with these children that are blessed with these incredibly, unbelievably, there's a five-year-old operatic child out there, and you just go, oh, my goodness, God is definitely touching this child. I mean, it's just amazing. And to be able to have that gift and to share that, and like I said, just your emails alone, just, I'm like, wow. I mean, people, you've got to connect with this lady because she is just a fabulous person to know. She is in alignment with everything that she's shared with you today. She is this a very, very special person. And I would like to remind everybody that if you didn't get it, the website is purposefulpathway.com. If you'd like to spell that out for everybody, Caroline, that might be helpful.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate your asking that. Yes, it's www.purposefulpathway.com, purposefulpathway.com. And I have to say, Gail, I'm completely humbled and honored by everything that you just shared. I've got this huge smile on my face, and I know that your listeners already know, but I have to say that you are one phenomenal, incredible, special woman, and you touch so many hearts. You truly do bring a smile into everything. So thank you from my heart.
Thank you.
For your encouragement, for your inspiration. Thank you.
Oh, I'm just so glad that God blessed us both and put our paths together, because that's what it takes. We walk a certain path, but it's God that puts the special people in front of us and connects us. And I am so grateful and so blessed, and I appreciate all that you've said. And I'd like to thank you for sharing with us today, Caroline. I'm going to wrap it up now so that people can plug it in and listen. And then I'd like to let everybody know that next week, if you'll mark your calendars, February 28th, we're going to hear from Jim Carnes for his transformation journey. I love to bring those stories to you. That's the most fun that I have. And so another great big thank you to you, Caroline. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate everybody tuning in. And if you'll share this with everybody that you know in your social media, let's get Caroline an absolutely huge, huge audience and following with this little broadcast. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag Gab and Gail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.